Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Stephen from Word Games here with a quick request before we jump into the episode. If you listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, it would help us out a ton if you'd consider rating the podcast and leaving a review, hopefully a good one. We're trying to take the podcast more seriously now, and this would be a big help in getting the word out so more people hear about it. And whatever platform you listen on, if there's a way to rate or review the podcast, please consider taking a moment to do so. Thanks again, and with that out of the way, let's jump into the show. Welcome to Word Games. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Rebecca.
And today we're going to change things up. So thus far, we have pretty much only done two quote-unquote word games, which is kind of pathetic for a podcast called Word Games. But today we're gonna switch things up by playing with what is called a speech jammer. Rebecca, can you explain what a speech jammer is?
Yes, I can. So essentially a speech jammer plays your own voice back into your ears. You'll be wearing some sort of headphone, but there's a delay. So you're hearing yourself delayed, and whatever you're speaking, for some reason, it causes some people to kind of stutter. And it just makes anything that they are saying out loud kind of funny. So I think we'll experiment with that today and see if we can't create some humorous words.
And so we're going to start with Rebecca talking to me, and I will be wearing the headphones and doing the speech jammer, and we're going to kind of do like a faux job interview. So are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
So get those headphones on, and thank you for coming in today on such short notice, Mr. Stephen. I have a couple interview questions here that I'd like to ask you. These are a little out of the box, but I'm excited to hear what you have to say. With the headphones on, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Because you'll want both of them on.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Stephen, what fictional character do you identify the most with and why?
The fictional character that I identify the most with and why is probably... I want to say Huckleberry Finn, but that's not necessarily true. That's just the book character that comes to mind right away. But if I had to pick one from a book that I've actually read, because I haven't read Huckleberry Finn, I would probably say, I don't know, because I the other thing that comes to mind is Harry Seldon from the Foundation trilogy by Isaac Asimov, but I'm not nearly as smart as him, and I'm bad at math, whereas he's like a genius at math. So to answer your question, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Well, this might be kind of a bizarre question, but I do want to hear your take on it. Would you rather ride a giraffe to work or an elephant to work? And what are the advantages or disadvantages of your preferred method of transportation?
Okay. I've given this a lot of thought. Not really, but I'm going to go with an elephant. Because a giraffe, if you think about it, a giraffe has a really long neck, but where would you actually sit on a giraffe? I don't think they have very big backs, so I don't think it would be very comfortable. So I would think that an elephant would be a lot more comfortable, and the advantage would just be that it's more comfortable. So I would say an elephant.
I really want to know how you're envisioning a giraffe right now, because yes, they do have long necks, but I'm pretty sure their backs are much bigger than your butt. So,
well, that might be true, but in my head, I mean, I am having trouble picturing a giraffe, but I am picturing their backs as being sloped. So I feel like you would slide right off.
I guess we'll have to look up what a giraffe looks like to really, after this interview.
Like, all I can picture when I think of them is the long neck and the little spiky horn things on their heads.
Okay, well, we've got time for one more interview question for you, and this is a big one. If you had to transport 10,000 sharks safely across the country, how would you do so in the most efficient, safe, and cost-effective way possible?
I would cut them up into cubes.
Oh, my gosh.
Stack them on top of each other and transport them by cargo airmail.
Oh, my God. I mean, I did say the safest way possible. I guess I should have specified if that was safest for the sharks or safest for the rest of the population.
Yeah, I mean, you never said that the sharks had to be alive.
Fair point. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in. You are not hired.
What? I thought I did really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I sounded great, right? Like I there was no delay. Like I sounded completely normal, right?
You did not sound like you normally sound. I wouldn't say there was a lot of stuttering on your part, but there was definitely some, you just didn't sound like yourself.
Okay. Well, now we're going to switch it up and you're going to be in the hot seat.
Okay. Can you turn up?
Oh, yeah. How's that?
That's a little good.
Okay, thank you for coming in on such short notice, Miss Rebecca. So I wanted to ask you, how would you pitch this company to a friend?
How I would pitch this word games podcast to another person. I would say, we have a good time. We have a good time. It is a funny time to say the words. I cannot even think about what that question meant.
Wait, are you saying that feedback that you're getting is like scrambling your brain so you can't even think?
I'm thinking too hard about how to talk that I don't know how to think anymore.
All right. Should we move on to the next question?
Yes.
How many cars are there in Los Angeles and why?
How many cars
are there in Los Angeles and why?
I don't... there's at least one. How many cars in Los Angeles?
This is a, according to this website that I got this off of, this is a general reasoning question that is supposed to demonstrate your problem-solving abilities. Your ability, I guess, to estimate things on the fly.
Oh, my goodness. Well... Given the fact that a lot of families have more than one vehicle, I would assume that there, let's just say there's like 100 families in Los Angeles. I think that's a reasonable estimation. If they have more than one car, like the half of them have more than one car, you're looking at an additional set of cars. So I would say at least 150 cars.
And why?
I think I gave my reasoning.
I just made that. I added that to the question. Oh. It doesn't really make sense. I guess it could mean like, how did you reach that conclusion? But all right. So, very good, Rebecca. My last question is, let me.
He's scrolling.
Name five uses for a stapler. Other. Than stapling.
Oh, God. Other than stapling.
I'm trying not to stutter.
Okay, I'm not gonna end a stutter.
Let's see if you can just come up with three.
Okay. You know, you have a lot of papers on your desk, and you're not thinking about stapling them, but you need something to weigh them down. So you set your stapler on the papers.
Paperweight. That's it. That's a good one. All right, so
I guess I don't need to describe a paperweight.
Well, most people know what a paperweight is.
Paperweight.
All right, number two.
I wonder if you take out the staples and put salt inside, and then you like clap it together, if it could be a salt shaker.
Okay, that's creative. I don't know if that would work, but that's a potential use. Okay, so that's two. One more.
And then, depending on the stapler, it's probably pretty heavy. You could use it as a blunt weapon.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
That would be very mean to do to somebody, but
or very smart.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're like being attacked or something, that's all you had.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, where's my stapler?
Well, Miss Rebecca, you're hired.
Thank you.
All right, you can take off your thing now.
Gosh.
So, how do you think you did?
Well, not very. I could hear myself. I could hear the things that I was saying.
You were stuttering pretty badly. Not. No offense to anybody who stutters. This is obviously an artificial stutter, but it definitely. Sounded a little silly.
Yeah, I know it did. It was very frustrating. I found that if I wasn't thinking too hard about speaking, I don't think that I stuttered as much. But as soon as I tuned back into how I actually sounded, and because the audio, it plays in your ears so loud that it's like it takes over your thoughts almost, and it's like all you can hear. And then it like this feedback loop of words. So it really is very disorienting to try and speak.
Well, that's pretty much it for this episode of the Word Games Podcast. You can see that we're innovating and trying new things and expanding our horizons. So,
and that's what you'll get with us.
Yeah,
innovation.
You never know what you're gonna get. We probably will do the same old thing a lot, but every once in a while we'll throw you a bone and do something new. So until next time, see you later.